church council on the Wednesday, December 2nd. Usually we have it.
Well, we truly miss her pastor here, but you're stuck with me. So I'm certainly not the orator that Pastor Curtis is, so unfortunately I'm stuck to my notes, so please forgive me for that. However, I am so honored to be here bringing our message today. So, it is Thanksgiving time. I love this time of year. I love spending time with friends and family. But 2020 has brought us a few challenges. This COVID-19 thing is crazy. A year ago today, would we have imagined we would have had anything like this? Not me. So it has certainly changed the way of our lives, the way we travel, the way we're even able to visit family and friends. Some states nearby the ocean, I won't mention any particular states, all three of them, you can't have a family gathering of more than 10. Well, that lets out all the Mormons and all the Catholics. I know, that's a little silly. But that would be my family too. You know, I would risk it. Because spending time with family is so important, so important. But even with 2020 and all the challenges it has brought us, in addition to the COVID, we still have so much to be thankful for. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, you've brought us here to your house on this wonderful day. A place of comfort, a place of safety, a place that is surrounded by your beautiful creation. Lord, we have so much to be thankful for. Let our hearts and minds be open to hear your word, to learn how to give thanks in all things that come from you. Restore our health to our pastor and Irene and any of those who may be feeling ill. Bring comfort to their families. Lord, help me bring your word to my brothers and sisters today. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Well, most of us are pretty familiar with the New Testament. The apostles in the New Testament were abounded by praise. But where did they learn to give that praise? Well, they learned it from their master, Lord Jesus. He gave thanks on so many occasions. Here at this Thanksgiving time, we all give thanks. But do we give thanks to the Lord? Probably. I imagine most of your prayers give thanks to the Lord. But are we doing everything we can to give praise to our Lord? We can learn from Jesus just like the apostles did, and we can learn from the Holy Word. I'd like to share a few examples on how Jesus influenced the apostles to give thanks in a variety of situations. I've put up the references I'm going to go to. If you feel like going to them, that's fine. If not, I'll be reading them to you. In Luke 22:19, we read, Jesus took the bread, gave thanks, and broke it. That's to say, Jesus took ordinary bread, associated with God, and it was no longer commonplace. He gave thanks, and in recognition, common was revealed as a divine. Again, in Mark 14:23, at the Last Supper, we learn Jesus took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, and they all drank from it. Again, after describing how his father would share the revelation of the truth and grace to some, but not others, in Matthew 11:25, Jesus says, I praise you, Father. By the way, praise can be interchanged with the word thanks in many, if not most, cases. Jesus says, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to the little children. Jesus gives thanks to these things have not been made dependent upon academic knowledge, and that they are not prizes of the merely clever and acute, but that they are revealed to the babes. Another example is before the rising of Lazarus from the dead. In John 11, 41 through 42, we read, so they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me. Here, Jesus offered praise, not for the victory attained, but for the victory about to be won. We can all find lessons in the scriptures on how we can all learn to give thanks. Thessalonians 5:16 through 18 tells us, be joyful always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Jesus Christ. So, talking about giving thanks, number one is thanksgiving is appropriate to every circumstance in daily life. As I mentioned, 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Jesus Christ. Can I get an amen? Keep in mind, the verse does not say give thanks for all circumstances, but give thanks in all circumstances. The words give thanks are a command. We learn that thanksgiving is God's plan for our life. By the way, in this area of Scripture, the command is in a Greek tense or Greek form, meaning keep on giving thanks in every situation, every occasion, and every circumstance. Okay, so why should we give thanks in every circumstance? Because every circumstance is not a happy one. Certainly not. Here's why. God uses every circumstance, whether good or bad, for the good of those who are his children through Jesus Christ. Right before God says, give thanks in all circumstances, God's word says, pray continually, 1 Thessalonians 5:17. A thankful life is the result of a prayerful life, a life of continual prayer. So pray continually. Secondly, thanksgiving can abound in any aspect of human life. Colossians 2:6 through 7 says, so then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Thank you. Thankfulness. If you're a follower of Jesus Christ, God calls you to be thankful. And God never calls you to do something that he hasn't also given you the power, the resources, and the ability to do. The God who calls you to thanksgiving has a way to call thanksgiving to abound in your heart and in your life. So, what is the way? Thanksgiving can abound in any aspect of your life. So pray. Pray continually. Not only is thanksgiving appropriate in every circumstance of daily life, and not only can thanksgiving abound in every aspect of our lives, but we also need to know that, number three, thanksgiving, this is my favorite one, thanksgiving will activate the joy in a Christian life. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 says, be joyful always. Joy is what the kingdom of God is all about. Do not allow what you consider to be good to be spoken of as evil. We find this in Romans 14, 16 through 17. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, speaking of Thanksgiving dinner, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Thanksgiving will activate the joy of the Christian life. So praise, give thanks. Every day you have a choice to make. The choice is whether you're going to praise God amid your problems or you're going to pout about them. One thing is for sure, we can always find plenty of things to pout about. But if you're going to pout, you're going to miss out on the joyful Christian life. Let's listen carefully to the words of 1 Peter 4:11, the second half of 4:11. So that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. This scripture assures us that God may be praised through Jesus Christ. When you have Jesus Christ in your life, you have all the reason in the world to praise and not pout. So there we have it. Three lessons on Thanksgiving and their practical application. The first was Thanksgiving is appropriate in every circumstance of daily life. So trust. Thanksgiving can abound in any aspect of human life. So pray. Thanksgiving will activate the joy of the Christian life. So praise, give thanks. This is what will enable Thanksgiving to be a blessing for you. Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Jesus Christ. The spirit of Thanksgiving can and should be cultivated. Even with the challenges of 2020, we all have so much to be thankful for. We can thank God for any number of things. A few I have noted here is for our personal liberties. What a country we live in. For the measure of health we do have. I'll bet every one of us have aches and pains or some little infliction. One or two or a dozen. But God brings us here. We have that much health. We can be thankful we are not insane. Well, you folks can. I don't know about me. Thankful that you're not torn by horrid nightmares or deep despair. All of us feel down once in a while. Going to the good book can usually bring you out of it, though. And speaking of that, we have a Christian family right here that we can always come to, turn to, and share with. We should thank God for the light and blessings of civilization. All we have to do is step outside those doors and look around at God's beauty, which is pretty much what brought us all here, I think. Thank God for the mercies, past mercies, present comforts, and future prospects. Be thankful for the food you'll eat when you go home. And be thankful we have the appetite to eat that and the power to digest it. The clothes we have, the warm house we live in, books to read, speaking of books, the Holy Bible. And of course, the ultimate praise for Jesus' ultimate sacrifice on the cross, taking away our sins. I could go on and on and on. But it suffices to say we truly have so much to thank God for. But if we are genuinely thankful, we must set our hearts to do it with a conviction. We often grumble and complain without thought, but it takes mindful thought to be thankful. To groan and gripe is natural. To really give thanks is supernatural. It's gracious. It is a spirit not earthborn, but comes down from God from heaven, and yet, like all things from God, must be cultivated. In knowing God, we take his name Christian. But has the Christian character rubbed off on us? Are we thankful for our relationship with God, or has it grown stale and commonplace? Do we take it for granted? Because of God's heaven, we should be thankful that God is preparing a special place for us. Life is more than the here and now. Life has future focus. And for believers, an eternal home. Heaven is prepared a place for those who call God their Father. We have Jesus' word on that. He told his disciples not to worry about death, not to worry about their heavenly residence, and then gave them a reason. In my Father's house, there are many rooms. This is in John 14. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going to prepare a place for you, for all followers. The next time you step out at night and see the stars, thank the one that put them there. The next time you catch a sunrise or a sunset, Dan, where are you? Dan, our sunrise king, he's up every morning before the sun. I'm envious of that, Dan. I'm not an early riser. But thank God that it's there. Say a prayer and a thanks when you see these things. Or for that matter, when you see a rose or a rainbow. Or, coming up, that first blanket of snow. Not like you guys get. We just get a little bit. Don't forget to thank the one that put it there. No strings attached. Just a simple gift for us to enjoy. We truly have much to be thankful for. Don't you agree? Giving thanks to the God for all he has done should be one of the most distinctive marks of the believer in Jesus Christ. Is that true of you? This Thanksgiving, I hope you don't forget God. Make sure he's the first and the last on your Thanksgiving list. Amen. Right, I want to pass the microphone around a little bit. And maybe you can tell us what you're thankful for. Any takers? Look at those. All right. There you go.
I want to thank God that I was able to make that trip back to Kansas and Missouri when my son-in-law passed. And luckily we got there. Well, boy, I drove all the way our first night. We stopped in Amarillo, Texas, from here to Amarillo.
Okay.
And then I couldn't sleep. I stayed there for a couple hours and took off again. And got there pretty quick, but I was able to drive there and back. I can't walk very good, but I can still drive. Okay. Praise the Lord.
And you got there safe and got home safe.
Yeah.
Glad to have you, Jeff. Who else? There's got to be lots of thankfulness in this room.
I could give a whole list and be here all day, but I just want to thank the Lord for giving me a man that loves God.
Ah, that's precious. Ah, here we go. Bob.
Well, my son has autoimmune disease. A few years back, his body attacked his liver and almost killed him, and they finally figured out what's going on, and they got him. He's on steroids to stop his immune system. And just before we left, about a week before we left to come here, he got COVID-19 because it hit Wyoming pretty bad, and his kids had already been in and out of school about 10 times. They kicked him out because they were exposed, but he never ever got it, and so he went, thought he had the flu, and he went to the doctor, and he said, "Nope, you got COVID." He said, "I can't believe my kids have been in and out of school all these times, and I've never gotten sick," but he got it. He's worked for the railroad, but he got pretty sick, and he went, and he had pneumonia, but God delivered him from it, and he's 100% healed now. And so he was the only one I was worried about, because I thought about all my family. We're all in good health, and I didn't think anybody would be bothered. But I thought, man, if he got it, they said he probably would be one of the ones that got it severe or maybe died. So I'm thankful to have my son still.
All right. Wonderful. Wonderful. Go all the way over to Shelley.
I'm thankful that we live in America where we have clean water. And houses, because we've been all over different places, and especially like with hurricanes down in Nicaragua and Honduras, and we actually have a missionary family in Belize that they were not themselves hit so hard, the church, but there were 32 feet of rising water, and they were the families, some of their families of the church was away from where they couldn't get to any food or anything. So they took boots and they took boats and they went and took food to them and made sure they were all healthy with food. But their concern is the sewage in the water. And that was one of their biggest things, because the people could come back with much, whatever you can get from bad water, you know, stomach problems and all kinds of stuff like that, really sick. So I'm thankful that we have clean water and that we have food and opportunities. I'm thankful, whether we don't like what's going on in the U.S. right now, I'm thankful that I was born in the U.S.
Yeah, like our message told us, we have a wonderful country founded with God. Absolutely. Nani.
I'm thankful. Every morning I wake up and I have my cup of coffee and I look out my kitchen window at that cliff and I have coffee with God. I just thank him and praise him. And I used to live in Oregon where it rains all the time and it's so gloomy and cloudy and and I don't have that problem here now, so I have my home, and it's paid for, and I'm old, and I'm getting slow, and but I still have my health, really, and I haven't had COVID, and I don't know anybody that has, really, except now, I guess, one person, but I'm glad to live in the United States. I'm thankful that God put me here, and I've had quite a life. It's probably boring to some, but to me it's been special. So I am thankful for my family and my church family, and I love you all, so I'm thankful for that.
Great. Rob.
You know, in spite of this whole year that we've so far gone through, and who knows what's to come, I'm just very thankful that God is in control of every decision that's been made and being made. We all think that we have those decisions. No, we don't really make those decisions. He's the one that makes the decisions. And, you know, how could we not be thankful? It takes the burden off of us.
Right. If you're an atheist, or even a part-time atheist, if there's any such thing, who do you blame when things go wrong? Who do you praise when things go right? You got to be wandering in the dark. Thank themselves. Yeah, they're in control of everything.
Lita would like to say that she's thankful for life.
For life. Wonderful. Wonderful. Anybody else? I know. Oh, we have a hand half raised, but fully thankful.
This is kind of a two-parter, but I'm thankful for my parents and everything, you know, that they let us experience. It's because they let us go through all the experiences of life. We kind of have to experience things for ourselves, and they've given us the opportunity to do that. But in the same way, I'm thankful for God doing that with us. I'm thankful that he doesn't direct us, you know, with an iron fist. I'm thankful that he lets us go through the trials of life, so we have the opportunity to learn. Because I was thinking with the everyone going in the sickness, we were signing cards today, and God gave me a saying that I was gonna put in those cards, which was God gives us the strength to go through our trials, but then uses us to help others with their trials.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Excellent, Kyle. Thank you. Anybody else? Folks, I see folks here who I know recently got over cold or illness. They're thankful for that. They've gone on trips and they've come home safely. They have musical talent. We're so thankful for that. Each and every one of us have so much to be thankful for. I'm thankful for this church family, a place I can come and share with friends and just come closer to God, share the word. So thank you so much for letting me stand up here and ramble on. And we wish Pastor Curtis a quick recovery and come back to us, because he is truly the shepherd of this this church. So where'd Ginger go? Oh, okay. Probably so. Dan, did you have your hand up? Yes, we have one more song. So whomever is in charge of that, come on up. Ginger is, yeah. That's who I was looking for. You're right. You're welcome.